Would you all please stand and join us for the pledge, please?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. We would like to welcome you all to this Board of Supervisors meeting on November 8th, 2023. It is 8:30-ish. Do we have any changes to the tentative agenda?
No.
I have. Next, we have meet with department heads and elected officials. Rodney Bleesner, maintenance.
Good morning. I went to the Tiger Grant meeting last Wednesday. They were talking about 2.5 weeks out front here to finish that first phase before they move to the second phase. So that was last week, so looks like maybe another week and a half on this first phase, pending weather and everything going with the phase. So that's where they're at on that. Other than that, really nothing new to report.
Chris Pogemiller, Health Department.
Good morning. We're keeping busy. I just want to read something. The FDA had issued a warning about some baby food. So they talked about the FDA, along with the North Carolina Department of Health, has issued our investigating reports of children with high levels of lead related to some baby food, including potential lead toxicity. And so there's been a voluntary recall from Wanabana apple cinnamon fruit puree pouches, and they're sold at Amazon and Dollar Tree and online products, and Schnucks brand cinnamon flavored applesauce pouches, and a variety of Schnucks are also sold at grocery stores, and Reese brand cinnamon applesauce pouches sold at Reese grocery stores. So I would encourage people, if they use any of these products, to check the FDA website for recall, because they are saying what they're investigating is high lead levels for children.
Can you send me the thank you?
I'll send the link.
Okay. Danielle Nelly Lundquist, Treasurer's Office.
Good morning. We are just keeping busy. November delinquent notices were mailed out last week, so getting a lot of phone calls on that and some payments in the mail. So other than that, nothing new to report.
Okay. What notices?
November delinquent notices.
Property taxes.
Yes.
Okay, Nat Steffner, Recorder's Office.
Good morning, just business as usual. Nothing new to report.
Crystal Lee, Conservation.
Good morning, our AmeriCorps team left yesterday, so I want to thank them for all the work that they put in, and this was the end of their term, so they're heading back to Vinton. I think they got some wrapping up to do at the head shed up there, and then they graduate. It's been a 10-month term for most of those guys, so that's kind of a long stint to be running around the Midwest doing service work. It's largely just indentured servitude based on what they get paid. But so we appreciate that, and then we're kind of transitioning into fall mode. We've actually still had quite a few campers at Big Hollow. I think last weekend we had 12 or 13 up there, and so this is still good camping weather. So water is still on up there. Anybody wants to camp, and we're kind of transitioning into fall mode, trying to get our fall burns knocked out. So you'll see some fire and smoke coming out of our timbers around, trying to keep up on that forest management that we've been doing in those.
That's so you're saying a little fire coming out of the timber, this good time to start my still up.
There you go. Yeah.
Let's see. Colin Gerst, IT.
Good morning. Nothing new to report. Just keep busy like always.
Can I borrow Colin for a minute?
Certainly can.
Colin, I got some calls last night. People curious about the election said they were having trouble with the website.
Yeah, we got pretty overloaded last night, and I got a couple other comments about that. I talked with the vendor that hosts the county website and the election website. And they're going to move us to basically a faster data center, like they have for a lot of the other larger counties here in Iowa. So we're going to be doing that here in the next week or so. So hopefully that'll fix the issue down the road. But we were aware that there were some issues last night, and it was mainly just due to volume. Everyone hit the website at once trying to look up election results. So.
And then refresh?
Yeah.
Thank you, Colin.
Yep.
That's all I had.
Okay. Sheriff Kevin Glendinning.
Good morning. A lot of things going on, but really no major news for the board today. Our jail's at 92. We have 15 out of county this morning. Seven of those 92 were in intake, and we'll probably keep a few, so that kind of built up our numbers overnight. Our waiting list for the prison and halfway house is short. They've been pretty good about that here recently, so we're pretty happy with that. But other than that, nothing else major going on.
People acting up after they left the polls.
That must have been what got them riled up.
You know how they get. Sarah Marie, County Auditor.
Good morning. Before I forget, next week or Friday is a holiday, so I need everything for the board meeting by the end of business tomorrow so I can get the agenda posted for next week. Election yesterday was great, I thought. Got everything to go through this morning, and I got results posted last night, and so we still need to do the canvas and all of that stuff that we'll take care of with our first tier next week, and then we'll figure out what second tier is going to be once we get those results from the other counties. But it's been busy.
There was about a 14 or 15% turnout. Is that 14.37.
I mean, yeah, it's a lot better than the 2.5 we had at the special. But
yeah.
But yeah, 3,959 ballots out of the 17,000 or the 27,000 voters. So.
Thanks, Sarah.
Yeah.
Okay, and last but not least, Brian Carter, County Engineer.
Good morning. Kind of like I said last time, there's probably a whole lot more behind the scenes going on for future than there is going on, but our maintenance crews are definitely still moving. I know it's generated calls for you, Shane, but for us, it's a good moment. We finally wrapped up ditching on Beaverdale, so that's a big project for us. Between Irish and Beaverdale, those two projects, I think we were out there for 4 years straight. So those are two roads that probably haven't been touched in 50 or 60 years for that side of it. So when you go look at an old culvert that's probably been there for 50 years and you see that our new ditch just hits the bottom of that old culvert, but it was underground by a foot and a half, you know, that's a lot of silt and a lot of dirt that's been sitting there. So it's good to get that. We're still ditching though. We're going to wrap up Beaverdale today and move on to a couple smaller sites and keep moving. And we're back to shouldering. So the shoulder machines run around also, and we're hoping to build another one of those here this winter, so next year we can actually run two of them and be a little more efficient on that. So, but guys got plenty of stuff going on. We do have a small contractor, and we try to get him every single year. He's going to be putting the bottom in a couple culverts that are cheaper to put a new bottom in than they are to replace. So we've been waiting for him all year, and he's finally available, so that's a good deal. And the crack sealing crew came in and are now gone. We didn't have a single complaint. I think we caught the tail end of harvest, and I don't think we held too many people up on the one lane operation. So we got that 4 mile project done. And we just got the last, well, I guess the second to last, but the last one's automatic permit wise for one of our ARPA bridges. And we're crossing our fingers because the other one is sitting in an office at SHPO, and that is,
place where documents go to die.
Well, there's another word that follows, you know, it begins with S, and that can be that kind of show at that office. So I'm hoping that we fly through there, and we're going to know more in about a week and a half or 2 weeks, and it's possible that we could have all of our permits within 2 weeks. And if that actually happens, then that'd be great. We'll start throwing bid packages together and launch those babies out there for a bid. So a lot of work to get to that point, frustratingly so on some of that stuff. But Otherwise, there's a ton of stuff going on in the office too, but we're moving along.
Yes, sir.
I have two questions. What's an ARPA bridge?
We're doing two bridges with the ARPA funding. So I just kind of labeled them ARPA bridges.
That's the American Rescue Plan. That's what we're using to build
the
public health building.
Okay.
Yeah, that, no, it's the same thing they use in public health to build the building, so.
And ARPA stands for what?
American Rescue Plan.
Gotcha, yeah. The Joe Biden thing.
Yes.
And the other one was, how do you put a bottom in a culvert?
We evaluate all the smaller culverts. We'll do it with our own crew if they're not too deep, but on a bigger culvert, and I don't know the sizes of those. I want to say they're probably one of them's a, it's a twin, and they're probably 6 or 7 foot. Maybe I'm probably off on that, but it's a bigger culvert, two bigger culverts on one side, and the bottom's rusted out. They're corrugated culverts, and what happens is the flow line rusts out. Well, this crew will come in if the situation's right. We evaluate each one. And they'll come in and put a new, basically pour a new concrete bottom in the bottom of a metal culvert. So if we feel like our structure's good enough and it's a deep enough culvert to justify, we'll spend the money on that rather than tearing it out and replacing the culvert. And with the cost of metal culverts now, it's actually, we use them anyway a lot of times, but it's definitely more economical. So we have two major ones that they're gonna come in and do. The crew does really good work, and they've done quite a bit of work over the years for us.
So, what's the name of the guy that you're getting back?
The contractor?
Yes, sir.
Company's name is Grout Scout. Grout Scout.
Thank you.
So,
thanks.
So, yeah.
Yep.
You satisfied?
That, totally.
Well, he used up his two questions, I hope.
All right. Gentlemen, any correspondence?
I have none.
Okay, brings us to 5A discussion and vote. First, we have accounts payable claims in the amount of $740,074.71 in checks, $330,035.27 in wire transfer payments for a grand total of $1,070,109,098. I'm sorry, in 98 cents, my bad. Can I get a motion to approve accounts payable claims?
Move to approve.
Second.
Moved in second. Sarah Marie.
Jim Carrey.
Yes.
Tom Berger.
Yes.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes. Next, we have a public hearing, our second public hearing to amend wind ordinance number 62. Can I get a motion to go into, to open up a public hearing?
Motion to open public hearing.
Second.
Sarah Marie.
Tom Broker.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yes.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes. This is proposed amendments to ordinance number 62, regulations for the siting and operation of wind energy conversion systems. We've already gone through most of this, but this was one of two proposed ordinances that the board had worked with county staff to prepare over the preceding months. Once ordinance number 62 was adopted, the board turned its attention to the second proposed ordinance to regulate commercial solar farms. The solar ordinance was discussed at a work session on August 15th, and a number of specific changes were agreed upon in the process. It was determined that several of these changes would also be relevant for ordinance number 62. So we were just cleaning it up, making sure everything was falling into line. And so we're going to wrap this up. Is there anybody from the audience that has any comments, questions, or concerns? I see none.
I received nothing in the auditor's office.
Okay. Motion to close the public hearing. I'm sorry.
You got somebody on the screen here.
Oh, I'm sorry. Justin?
Hi, this is Kevin. I put stuff on this one. Sorry.
Okay. Do you have any comment on the wind ordinance?
No.
Oh, okay. Motion to close the public hearing.
Second.
Sarah Marie.
Tom Broker.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yes.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes. Can I get a motion to approve the second reading?
So moved.
Second.
Moved in second. Sarah Marie.
Tom Broker.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yes.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes.
Can we make a Motion to waive the third reading on this? We can't do that.
I think we could. I wouldn't vote in favor, but I think something that's, you know, that we spent that much time on, probably not gonna hurt to have all three.
If we spent a lot of time on it, I'd like get it wrapped up.
Yeah, well, I understand that.
Thank you, sir. Okay. Next we have 5C, which is our second public hearing to adopt solar ordinance number 63. Can I get a motion to open up the second hearing?
So moved.
Second.
Moved and second. Sarah Marie.
Jim Carrey.
Yeah.
Tom Brokaw.
Yes.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes. This is basically what was discussed before. We had to go through and get the regulations for the site and operation of solar farm energy systems. Is there anybody from the audience that has any questions or concerns? I see none.
You got a gentleman on the
okay,
Mr. Boss on the
yes, sir.
Webex.
Supervisors and to the public here, my name is Justin Foss. I work for Alliant Energy. And I work with county supervisors and boards such as yourselves across the state in the 83 of the 99 counties that we work in. And my role is to develop both large and small scale energy projects, including solar, wind, gas, batteries, whatever we have next. I just wanted to start real quick just by saying thank you for having a solar ordinance and a wind ordinance that allows a path forward for responsible development. I think you've done a really good job here, and I just wanted to say thank you for that. There, in reviewing your solar ordinance here over the last couple days, I only had one minor piece of feedback that I think you guys might want to consider. But again, just presenting it for you. The ordinance as itself is good. I think it's responsible. It allows, like I said, a path forward for responsible development with protections for customers, protections for landowners participating and non-participating. Your decommissioning plan protects the county, and the costs that you talk about in it and the way to pay for those costs are not unreasonable. They are completely appropriate, so I appreciate that. I also appreciate very much that you thought forward, including the language and information on your battery energy storage systems, or BESS. As a board, you are on the cutting edge for thinking through and allowing that, and that shows something, and the citizens in Des Moines County should understand that you are thinking ahead, and I appreciate that very much. The only piece that we really had that I wanted to call your attention to is your setback from roads. 75 feet is a good setback for some roads. But the feedback that we've heard in some other counties is that some roads need more setback and some roads need less, depending on the type of road it is. If it's a simple two-lane gravel road in the county versus if it's a highway. And so I would just ask if you would want to consider allowing that setback to change to whatever the normal setback is based upon the classification of the road. We worked with county engineers, for example, in Lee County and in Union County, to talk through that. Your piece here is perfectly fine and we can get by with it. But that's just kind of one thing that we saw that kind of moves according to the classification of the road that might provide some value for the county.
Mr.
Foss, that's all the remarks that I had to share.
Mr. Foss, would you be able to email us a sample, in other words, X number of feet from a two-lane county road and X number of feet from a four-lane highway or something like that, so we get an idea what you're talking about?
You bet. I will send, Tom, I will send that to you since I have your email right away. And I will send you the information from the agreement that we signed in Lee County because that uses the terminology and the verbiage that the county engineers are used to, for you to consider.
Okay, thank you very much. Appreciate that. And thank you.
Yeah.
Okay, that's all I got. Oh, last night was a good night for you.
It was, yes.
Congratulations. I've spoken to Mr. Foss before in any way. He was running for school board in Cedar Rapids.
Sorry.
I might have mentioned to him that it looked to me like a thankless job.
The county engineer offered his apologies. Just want to make sure he caught that.
Thank you very much.
Mr. Foss, did you get elected last night?
I did get elected to the Linmar School Board, so I'm pretty excited.
Any other questions for Mr. Foss? Okay, we received.
Oh, go ahead.
I have not received anything in the auditor's office.
Okay.
We did, I think you guys, one email from the, and I was going to ask Colin, my computer quit when I opened it up here, so I don't know where it won't go. I think it's a technical term for it, but anyway, so you have to look at it when the meeting is over. But it was from that Center for Rural Affairs, I believe.
Yeah.
And it was pretty much, they like everything. They don't like the bond requirement, but we've hashed that out any number of times, so, but that was the only comment I received.
I'll tell you what's wrong with your computer. It's the user, it's not the computer.
I was hoping you wouldn't bring that up, Jim.
User error.
That's for Colin to point out. Motion to close the public hearing.
Second.
Moved in second. Sarah Marie.
Tom Brooker.
Yes.
Jim Carey.
Yes.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes.
Motion to approve the second reading, and we'll have a third reading after we've looked it up, and if we want to change anything. You weren't here.
I apologize. I thought the meeting was at 9.
Well, that's fine. I actually told everybody two or three times it was 9. And finally, the auditor had to call me, and she goes, Tom. So, I'll tell you what, Mr. Foss, would you repeat? Mr. Foss had a nice thing to say about the people that wrote this.
Okay.
And that's mostly Jared and Zach from Southeast Iowa Regional Planning. Would you mind going over one more time the changes you thought might be appropriate?
Yeah, I'll just say first off, thank you for your work to do this. Des Moines County is on the front edge of passing ordinances that allow a responsible path forward for development while also providing realistic protections for landowners, property owners, neighboring property owners, and citizens of the community. I also really appreciated the fact that you included thinking ahead to battery energy storage systems, or BESS. These are on the cutting edge as well, and they will become a stronger part of the power grid in the near future. And so I appreciate you thinking forward, thinking ahead to new technology, even though it's not quite ready for everywhere yet. But we know it's coming. Your decommissioning piece, while I wish it wasn't a bond, I get it, and that is fine. That is just a part of development, and we can work through that, so that's no concern at all. The other parts of the ordinance were really good. We believe it, like I said, strikes that balance. The only piece that I was gonna provide feedback on is the strict, the setback from roads being at 75 feet. What we've heard from other counties, Lee County, for example, Union County, where we've worked with them, is they've adjusted that setback based upon the classification of the road. Because you don't need a 75-foot setback from just a simple gravel road, but you do need a setback like that, or maybe more, from a heavily traveled highway. So it's just to allow that setback to adjust based upon the road.
What would the typical setback be for if it were a gravel road, for example?
He's going to see his language.
Okay.
Yeah, so I'll send it to you, but I'll read it here real quick. This is the I got to give props to Ben Hull, he's the county engineer in Lee County, for coming up with this, and we thought it made sense. What he said is, local roads, residential, commercial, urbanized, the greater of 60 feet from the center line, or 25 feet from the road right-of-way. And he said, local roads, non-residential, non-commercial, non-urbanized, the greater of 75 feet from the center line, or 35 feet from the road right-of-way. And then he says, minor collector or higher, 100 feet from the center line, and 60 feet from minor collector or higher right-of-way. And okay. I'll send that in for okay. that exact verbiage to you.
Thank you.
Thank you again, Mr. Foss.
You're very welcome.
Any other questions, comments, or concerns, Brian?
Some of that language gets into federal classification of roads, so I will print off and scan in a color PDF of the minor major system in Des Moines County and send it to you guys, so when you get his language, you can kind of
piece it
decode it, I guess is the way I'm going to tell you, because I don't think I've ever had to send that to a board. So it's going to be a color-coded thing, and they have different colors of different level roads in the county, which I'm the only one that ever deals with because it associates with funding. So I will need
to deal with
that.
It too.
Well, you do, but I'm talking just straight county. So I'll send that to you guys so that you can decipher.
Okay. Yeah. And I will forward Mr. Foss's email after I get it.
I've just sent that, so thank you.
Thank you.
Awesome.
Okay. Motion to close the public hearing.
Second.
Sarah Marie.
Tom Brooker.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yes.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes. Got to get a motion to approve the second public hearing or the reading.
So moved.
Second.
Moved in second. Sarah Marie.
Tom Brooker.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yes.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes. Next, we have 5D was a memorandum of understanding with CWA. Memorandum of understanding between Des Moines County and Communication Workers of America, Des Moines County Sheriff's Office. Sheriff, you want to comment on this?
Yes. So, given the current climate, we've needed to increase our staff. We've had some struggles with recruiting and retaining our correctional officers. We made some adjustments to the pay scale. So what you're going to see here is a 5% increase on January 1st and another 5% increase on July 1st. This is in response to the need to maintain a safe environment and keep good quality correctional officers employed out there, so we can keep not only our staff safe, but the inmates safe and have a safe place to keep people that are incarcerated. So this has helped tremendously. We've already seen the impact that it's had. We've had some success in some hiring. We've been able to hire two new correctional officers that were employed elsewhere as correctional officers. So we appreciate that, and it's been a big benefit. So appreciate the board's assistance, the union's part in this, and everybody worked together, and I'm looking forward to the impact it'll have.
Appreciate that. It was signed up by Emily and Bonnie as well, so we have no issues there. Thomas, anything to?
Nope. I supported that entirely.
I supported it.
I did too.
Can
I get a motion?
Motion to approve the memorandum of understanding.
Second.
Moved in second. Sarah Marie.
Tom Brooker.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yes.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes.
Thank you to the board. We greatly appreciate it.
And thank you for the work you've done on this. Our attention.
Yeah, absolutely.
Can I take just a moment for Mr. Carberry, so he does want to. We changed the date because of the election. We also changed the time date 30. So we've already had Justin Foss from Alliant Energy on here for the public hearing.
Thank
and
you.
He said he didn't have any trouble, except he said he thought maybe changing the setbacks depending on the type of the road would be appropriate, and he's going to send us information. And the road classifications are all federal classifications, so the county engineer's going to send us more information than we need about what those classifications are, and we will consider whether we want to change it to address those setbacks.
Wonderful. Thank you, Tom.
You're one. I didn't want you to have to sit through the rest of the meeting. I know it's entertaining.
You people entertain me. So it's worth the drive.
I'm not sure how to take that.
Well, I enjoy your meetings, and thank you for the update, Tom. I knew the date had changed. I didn't realize the time had changed, so thanks for the...
I didn't either. So
were you late too then?
No, but I had to get it. Never mind.
Okay. See, you're
all fast as well. He did get a phone call letting you know it was 8:30.
Thanks.
Well, we do appreciate you coming down, being part of this process. You've been a blessing to us.
Thank you, Shane.
Moving on to personnel actions, we have two, one for the auditor's office and one for conservation. The first one is the auditor's office. It's for Sue Poling. She's a payroll first deputy, and it is for 51 hours of unpaid time for 10/19 to 10/27. Got to get a motion to approve.
Move to approve.
Second.
Move and second. Sarah Marie.
Jim Carey.
Yes.
Tom Broker.
Yes.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes. And then the other one is for Derek Hester. He's a conservation tech with the conservation department. It is 7.5 hours of unpaid leave on 10/20/23. Can I get a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second.
Moved and second. Sarah Marie.
Jim Carey.
Yes.
Tom Broker.
Yes.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes. For reports, we have a recorder's report of fees collected for October 2023. These will be on file in the auditor's office, and you can have a look, see at those at your leisure.
While you're stamping there, can I ask the recorder a question?
Yes, you can.
Does the have the mortgage rates had any effect on the housing market?
I would say yes on recording of deeds and mortgages, yes. We've definitely seen a decrease in mortgages.
Thank you.
And then finally we have G, which are minutes for regular meeting on October 31st, 2023. Can I get a motion to accept the minutes?
So moved.
Second.
Moved and second. Sarah Marie.
Tom Broker.
Yes.
Jim Carey.
Yes.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes. Okay. Do we have other business?
I do. The election was yesterday. Emergency management, whenever there's an event, they have what they call a hot wash afterwards, and that everybody that's involved in that, whether it was some sort of a disaster or, and while it's fresh on your mind, everybody sits down and says, this went well, that didn't go so well, what would make that work better? And I'm wondering, maybe like next week, I don't think it'd take very long if we'd have a short work session, and the people that were involved, you could say just exactly that, this works well, you know, this is not, just talk through it while everything's fresh in our minds.
That's Colin. Good.
So if you guys agree with that, I'd like to see that.
My answer is good.
Yep, I think it's a good idea.
You can tell Gene I stole it from That's all I have.
Yeah, I think that's plenty of work. Okay, committee reports, gentlemen. I had conservation last week, and Chris, you want to tell them about that land that we're looking at?
Yeah, so this addition to Hickory Bend, or are you talking about the Hickory Bend one or the DOT one?
What'd you say, the Hickory what?
The Hickory Bend, the addition we've been trying to buy for that one, or the DOT one?
DOT one. Well, you can go ahead and bring up both, I guess.
Sure. So we've been in talks with DOT for quite some time. There's that area at Flint Bottom Road and Highway 61 where they had the job trailer sitting. With the trail now coming under both bridges and the trail, Flint River Trail coming out of Stars Cave terminates right there in Flint Bottom Road. We'd asked DOT a while back, hey, when you're done with this project and that job trailer leaves, could we establish that as the trailhead? Because prior to that, well, currently even, our trailhead is inside of Stars Cave right off the highway. There's that little field approach directly across from where Plank.
Is that on the east or west side of the road? It's on the east?
The west side of the road.
West side.
Yeah,
okay.
The DOT portion.
It's where your brother-in-law. It's the ground.
Okay.
Yeah, that property.
Oh, that I'm thinking the 99. Okay,
okay. So on 61 there. And so in talking with DOT, so they've got, there's actually 19 acres there. It goes all the way to the creek. DOT bought that as part of the right-of-way, as part of mitigation for the highway. They have to plant a bunch of trees because they destroyed a bunch of trees. And so they said, yeah, we're cool with putting a trailhead there, but we'd like the county to take over this as far as maintaining it as a conservation area mitigation site. This is exactly similar to what we have at Hickory Bend back in 2017 or 18. I want to say they bought 65-ish acres there, planted most of it to trees, put in a couple wetland basins, bought it in the name of the county, and then did a 2080 with conservation and the county at large to maintain that in perpetuity as a forested area mitigation site. They want to do the same thing with this one, and so I talked to my board about it. They're cool with it. It gets us the trailhead. It keeps people from having to pull off the four lane going down that little field approach on the backside of Stars Cave, which is pretty dangerous. And it gets them off onto Flint Bottom Road. We give them a parking area there. And then it basically be a wooded area going from there, from Flint Bottom Road south to the creek. It's just kind of that square right there. And so I don't know when they'll want to execute this, but we had a discussion at the board meeting. That is a possibility.
Could you email us a map? Imagination somewhat limited.
Yep.
So that I can see what you're talking about.
Yeah.
If they do that, the one on the east side there, I agree with you, it is hard to pull off. You will close that off then,
yep.
Won't you?
Yep.
Good.
So that entrance will have to be maintained because that's actually DOT right of way that comes all the way down into there. So if somebody overshoots stopping a Plank Road, they've got to have a fall zone apparently, so we can't gate it at the top anyway, but yeah, we will remove that kiosk and we won't maintain the parking area there. It'll just be for us because we'll still need access to that field for equipment, but yeah, it won't be public access anymore. So I think that would definitely be a win-win, not trying to get people pulled off and onto a 65 mile an hour highway. So yeah, I get that somehow. And then the other land purchase side of things, this 19 acre acquisition we've been working on at Hickory Bend, I think is going to close today if the lawyers get all their stuff.
I think you're the state paying for the trees they plant, not us.
They are. Yeah. Yes. Yep. So that's the caveat, is that it's not going to incur any costs to us or to the county to establish that.
Thank you. Thanks for the heads up on that, Chris. And I also had a. Meeting with Ken Brown, thanks to Krista Pogemiller with the Fellowship Cup of Mount Pleasant, and it was just a phenomenal meeting. The way they're meeting the needs and feeding people in that county is, I think it's a template that a lot of people are going to try to bite off of. But I have some future meetings with him, but hopefully something really good is going to come out of this, and just want to give a double shout out. Krista P. Again, thanks for what you do behind the scenes that nobody knows about, but appreciate you. That's all I've got.
I had an executive Zoom meeting on early childhood, and we don't know what's going to happen in come July, next year. There is one opening for Burlington. Is anybody that would be interested in that, let us know. We're kind of looking out. We've only got two people on the board from Burlington.
I may have somebody for you, Jimmy.
And that would be great. So it's wrapped up in this mental health deal. Same thing that the mental health's going through, Kim Hyman goes through. And so we don't know what's going to happen. The state's taking this stuff over. find out, I'll let you know more. Right at this point, we just need somebody else for Burlington area.
Who would I direct him to?
I'll take the name and then I'll turn it into Tasha.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've got somebody for it. She'd be fantastic.
And outside that, that's all I have.
I attended a webinar on workman's compensation insurance. The National Council on Compensation Insurance, known as the NCCI, they're changing how workman's compensation premiums are calculated. And I'm pretty sure it's not going to be to our advantage.
You don't think so?
But it's the National Council, so I'm sure they're not receptive to anything, any of my thoughts. So that's all I have.
You know, I missed the memo that you guys put out on the checkered shirts this morning.
Won't you read your email?
Evidently not.
He said at the last minute because he thought the meeting was at 9, so.
It was the same one about the 9 o'clock meeting.
Right.
So. You didn't get it till after the meeting started.
It was an attachment.
You get Mike started now. What's going on? Mike, you get Mike worked up.
I'll be here all week.
Don't forget to tip your waitress. And on that note, we're going to take out a couple of minutes for public input. We'd love to hear from you. We always do. So if you have a public input right now you'd like to call or talk to us, you can call us at 319-753-8203, extension 4. Again, that number is 319-753-8203, extension 4. Or you can email us at board, B-O-A-R-D, at dmcounty.com. That is B-O-A-R-D at dmcounty.com. We'd love to hear from you. We're going to give you 2 minutes. Jimmy's going to start the clock. And while we're waiting, does anybody have anything to say from the audience?
I'll throw this up.
Michael?
Sure. Mike Carberry with Bright Future Iowa, Johnson County. I just want to thank the board for all your work on these renewable energy ordinances. It's been a lot of work that you've done. I'd like to thank Jared and everybody else with his team for all the work that they've done on it. There's been some contention, but I think this is what public policy is all about. Sometimes it's compromise, right? The best deal for the public is not on one end or not on the other end. The best deal for the public is always in the middle. And so I thank you for finding that middle ground where everybody can be happy or happier, because not everybody is always going to be completely happy with the renewable energy projects, because they are big. But you know, it's something that provides economic development, tax relief, also there's so many benefits here that these projects are worth doing. And I'm not even going to mention the environmental benefits. Those are always remain silent, but they're there if you look for them. Thank you.
Thank you, Mike. Kevin?
Mine is also a thanks. As department heads, elected officials, we put together budgets. We always come to the board and we're looking ways to improve and provide the best service possible. With that, you know, sometimes there's funding that we're asking for, but I attended a regional sheriff's meeting a week or two ago, and we were talking about the mandate to reduce our levy rate down to $3.50, I believe, by fiscal year 27. And there's a lot of sheriffs and other department heads in other counties that are extremely concerned about 30, 40, 50, even 60% funding decreases because of those levy rates that are in the $4, $5, some of them are in the $6 range in the state of Iowa. And we're not in that position because of the budgeting that the board has done. And I just appreciate that we're not going to be looking at situations where we're going to have to cut. The board's going to have to come to department heads and say, you need to cut 20% or 30%. Or, I mean, unfortunately, that for us, that comes down to staffing and employees, and it's a really hard time. So I appreciate the position that our budget's in. While it's never perfect and there's always issues ahead, it's we're in a really good spot, and I just appreciate that. Not in the same spots that others are in, and they're extremely concerned.
There goes your idea of making the sheriff a part-time position.
You weren't supposed to say that out loud! Well, thanks for the thanks. I wish Wish I'd have been here longer so I could take more of it. But anyways, I'll take my share, a little teeny tiny bit. Nobody else have any comments, questions? Robert?
Yesterday was my 52nd wedding anniversary. I have
no
idea where my ex-wife is today.
You mean she is, that poor lady. Yes. I think we can definitely see that poor lady.
This is why I come.
Somebody pop him up some more popcorn.
You know what? A smart man once said, you ought to have your grandkids when you're younger, have them first. And I'm watching a 5-year-old, a 4-year-old, and a 2-year-old for the last week or so. I agree with him. 100%.
So you heard it first in Des Moines County. Have your grandkids first. Robert?
I have a real question. Why did we start at 8:30 today?
Because the election was yesterday, so we didn't have a meeting yesterday, and Sarah wanted 8:30, so I don't know.
She's up all night counting votes.
She hasn't been home yet.
Yeah, she hasn't showered for 2 days, so we want
to
get...
Motion to adjourn.
Can I go second? All right. Thank you guys. We appreciate you. We'll see you next week.